sir. Keeps rising.
Good morning, gentlemen. The temperature is 110 degrees.
A little hotter than I remember.
Are you okay? Because you're sweating pretty profusely.
Sweating and belching.
Sounds like this place on a Saturday night.
Dripping with perspiration.
Rather hot in here. Mind if I open a window?
Are you worried?
Great part of our listening audience is going to be dealing with sweltering heat. Another part of our audience is going to be up the hill laughing at all of us down here on the valley floor, in the desert floor, saying, that's why we don't live down there. Ooh, boy, we got a little bit of taste of summer heat here, even though summer is still officially about 2.5 weeks away from starting.
And where you're going this afternoon, there's no central, correct?
No central.
No central heating and cooling. They've got a fireplace, but they don't have any cooling, I don't think.
I
don't remember from our trip. I think the only source of central air is the two fireplaces.
You're talking about the other ranch. I'm not staying there. I'm staying at a new ranch.
Okay. Excuse me. The old ranch didn't have any central, does it?
Well, that was a beautiful ranch designed by Benny Gonzalez. It was built with, I think, 16-inch thick, wide, handmade adobe bricks.
And when you're up on the 3,800 elevation?
You're up there right at the foothills of the Galeros,
that nice.
Beautiful
There's
country.
There's some neat,
beautiful country.
Neat areas. There's not a lot of places you could get ice on your fishing pole in the morning and be in 110 back home at night.
Yeah, right here in Arizona you could, that's for sure. I teased it a little bit going out of the 9 o'clock hour that this hour we're going to be talking about air conditioning and what you can do to control not only the cooling utility bills that you're going to get over the next 90 to 120 days, but also what you can do to improve the indoor quality of your air as well. And we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to let the question I received. We have a special guest here, Todd Russo of Rias, our air conditioning expert, answer the question we received by mail. Basically, I'll summarize it. Listen, Rosie, when do I consider replacing a perfectly working 22-year-old air conditioning? Todd, you must be facing this virtually every day with the calls you make and the design consultants you send out all over the valley. Well, can I just get this unit to limp along one more summer?
Right.
Because I'll always have more money next summer, right?
Yeah, of course. Nothing else is going to come up.
I'll have extra money then, whatever extra money means.
All right. So what criteria do y'all use when you're out at somebody's home about really recommending, look, I can replace this and this, you know, part and get things working just fine. You probably get another 5, 6, 7 years out of the unit. Or it's really time to consider replacing your equipment.
Well, sure. Of course. You know, I mean, look, replacing your equipment is, you know, obviously a personal decision. You can always try to keep putting Band-Aids on it, replacing parts, replacing equipment. I mean, an air conditioning system is like any other mechanical component, like a vehicle or a car or something. It has various pieces and parts and, you know, electrical components and motors and moving parts that'll break and wear out over time. So if you start to see some components, whether it be electrical, whether it be motors, whether it be mechanical components, if you're starting to get breakdowns on those parts and you're starting to get advice from your maintenance service technician to say it's time to replace this, if that part fails, most likely you've got a series of other parts that are going to fail for you over the next couple years. So the number one criteria we always tell people, if you're starting to see failures in components of your air conditioning, it's only a matter of time before the other components start to fail. So we always use the old adage, don't throw good money at bad. If you're going to start spending money on repairing this equipment, you're going to keep spending money over the next 3, 4, 5 years. When you start to factor in how much you're investing into your equipment, you're probably better off buying a new piece of equipment.
I think the Consumer Council actually projects the life of a typical air conditioning unit nationally at about 12 to 15 years.
That's correct.
Could we get that here in Arizona, where we're asking so much more out of the units for 120 days out of the year?
Well, of course, in Arizona, obviously, when air conditioning systems are designed, well, they're designed to run in high heat, but when you take a median average of maybe high 90s across the nation, right, and we're running our equipment in 115 degrees, obviously our equipment doesn't have the same lifespan as a national comparison. So our equipment, we typically see equipment on average lasting about 12 years. But how long a piece of equipment will last will depend on how well it was installed, right? When it was originally put in, was it put in per the manufacturer specifications? Is the duct work that's installed to done correctly? Is it charged properly? Did the technician install it the way the manufacturer designed it to? So that's...
Is it the right size?
That's
is
number two, obviously. Is
too
size.
Big, it's turning off more often, and the more it turns on and off,
here's the thing:
shorter lifespan it has.
Sure. Oversized equipment, when we see air conditionings, which we have a lot of them in this valley that are oversized, air conditioning systems have a lot of wear and tear on startup and shutdown. They also consume 7 times as much electricity on startup and shutdown. So when we have an oversized system that does what's called short cycling, meaning exactly that, it's turning on, turning off, turning on, turning off, it's not performing correctly. You want your system to run when it's hot out, right? It not only does it create colder air in a sense that it removes moisture, whereas an oversized unit will never remove the moisture of the air,
right,
and your house actually feels cooler. So if you have your thermostat 78, a proper sized unit at 78 will feel cooler than an oversized unit at 78. But that turn on, turn off will wear a system down, and you'll get less life out of your system. So if you have an improper installation and an oversized unit, you might not get 12 years out of your air conditioning unit.
The other thing I have to believe y'all consider a lot is what has been the maintenance plan over the life of this unit. Have you ignored it for 6 years in a row, and every 6 or 7 years when something breaks, you have somebody out? Or do you have somebody out here on a regular basis? That's the importance of having a relationship with your air conditioning contractor.
Yeah, maintenance is absolutely critical. That $100 a year, $150 a year you might spend on maintaining that unit, even if it's, you know, that's a good benchmark for good quality maintenance, you're going to get that in dividends throughout, because you're going to get a lot more life out of the unit, but the unit's going to perform so much better. So when you start operating a piece of equipment when it's not clean, not well maintained, the wear and tear on that unit is going to go up exponentially. Not to mention, if you don't maintain your unit, most people don't realize that, you void the warranty from the manufacturer.
And warranties. Boy, I know a lot of air conditioning contractors sell extended warranties, blanket warranties. Aren't most good manufacturers right now offering like a 5-year parts and labor warranty?
Most air conditioning systems now come with actually a 10-year warranty, if not more. It's hard to get an
air
conditioning.
That's incredible.
Now, here's the thing. Air conditioning warranties are only 10 years if they're registered with the manufacturer. So if you were to buy an air conditioning unit off... I would
call this a key takeaway point of the day. Listen up, everybody.
Let's say you bought an air conditioning unit from XYZ AC down the road that, you know, isn't maybe as reputable as some of your contractors, and they don't register that warranty for you with the manufacturer, your default warranty will become 5 years. Mm. So rather than have 10 years, you get 5 years. Now, that does cover parts. It will cover the compressor. It will cover those components. It does not cover labor. So you do have to talk to your contractor about that. When we sell air conditioning units, we include 10 years labor, 10 years parts, and we register the warranty for you. So we give you full 10 years coverage. If anything goes wrong with that unit, you're going to be taken care of. The only thing we do say is you have to maintain the equipment, because if you don't maintain the equipment, you do void that warranty.
Can we talk just a little bit? I think air conditioning mystifies a lot of people. They don't know how it operates. They know there's a compressor because they've probably had to pay to replace it one time, and they know that's a grand easy, maybe $1,800.
Right.
So they know there's a compressor in there. But just take a couple of minutes and explain the basic physics of how air conditioning works, because it's really very simple.
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible. But effectively, you have two coils, right? You have one outside, one inside. And a coil is basically a metal V, right, where the air comes across, and that coil removes the heat and moisture.
Like the radiator in the front of your car.
That's exactly what it looks like,
yep.
Just shaped a little bit different. So what happens is that there's a heat exchange that occurs when air comes across it, and that heat transfers into the refrigerant. The refrigerant then goes outside to the compressor system, where the compressor creates it condenses it and makes it, it evaporates it, and then the same heat exchange occurs at the compressor outside, and then that heat leaves the refrigerant and goes to outside air. So basically what you're doing is you're taking heat and effectively taking moisture out of the air inside, transferring it through the refrigerator, and then delivering it on the outside.
When I take Freon and shove it through a compressor and smash it up really, really tight, it gets warm. Then I send it into the evaporator coil, and as it expands, it really ices up, turns very, very cold. This radiator now is absorbing all that coolness. You pass air over those really cold coils, boom, air conditioning accomplished.
Correct.
It's very simple, really.
It is. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of moving parts, and the system has to operate correctly to effectively deliver that.
Right? Yeah.
But.
And historically, of course, we have evap cooling, where we just throw water down some straw pads and suck the moisture in. It works when the humidity is low by adding moisture. I know some people that evap cool the living quarters of their house and air conditioning the bedroom quarter. you're not doing yourself any favors because the air conditioning is constantly trying to dehumidify.
Right.
Where a evap cooler is constantly trying to humidify. You've got the two systems working against each other.
Yeah, I mean, you can't run them simultaneously. It's not going to work. An air conditioning system, its job is two things. Remove heat, remove moisture, right? Yeah. And effectively create cold. If it's doing its job well, you're going to control the humidity in your house. And believe it or not, humidity plays a huge factor in July and August, and it's really going to impact how comfortable your house feels.
I understand from the manufacturers, the only city in the world that's harder to air condition than Phoenix is Houston.
Yeah, Houston. I mean, look, when it's 95 degrees in Houston, it's worse than when it's 110 out here, and it's because of the humidity.
Yeah, the most air-conditioned city on the planet, right. I understand, is Houston, Texas.
I believe it. If you spend any time there.
Yeah, if you spend any time there, it's very believable. When we get back, we'll take any question you might have about air conditioning, indoor air quality, humidity, at 1-888-767-4348. Let's continue on the topic of air conditioning right after this.